The following comes to UMN Radio from the Voice of America.
I'm Jim Stevenson. Welcome to The Game Room. Once mocked as a hapless and even cursed franchise, which once went 86 years without a title, the Boston Red Sox have now won the World Series four times in a 15-season span. The latest came Sunday in Game 5 with a 5-1 victory against the Los Angeles Dodgers. Boston manager Alex Cora said expectations were high.
We got the highest payroll in baseball. That's a challenge. With the way they see us, you know, the media and the fans, you know, we had to win.
Red Sox pitcher David Price delivered seven remarkable one-run innings despite a grueling recent workload that included a start just 4 days earlier.
I didn't want to come out of the game in the eighth inning. I wanted to continue to go. If it took me 120 pitches or however many pitches it took to get 27 outs tonight, that's what I wanted to be able to do.
Dodgers manager Dave Roberts said his team just could not do well at the plate against Price.
Couldn't put hits together, couldn't get base runners, and really struggled. Them at all. It was pretty straightforward, but I can't say enough about what our guys did, and unfortunately, we came short again this year.
Price had been a cursed pitcher in the postseason and once made 11 straight October starts without winning a single game.
I always had belief in myself to be able to come through, you know, on this stage and in October for myself and for my teammates. I know I can do it now.
It's always special to win, but for perhaps the best men's tennis player ever, the latest victory was extra special.
To come through and win again here in my hometown, never knowing if to maybe win for the last time here in my city, it obviously means a lot.
Roger Federer defeated qualifier Marius Copil of Romania to win his 9th Swiss Indoors Basel title and lift his 99th tour-level trophy overall. When your name is champ, you have to win.
It's pretty unreal.
Young American golfer Cameron Champ scored his first win in just his second professional tournament at the Sanderson Farms Championship in Jackson, Mississippi. Champ carded a 21-under-par score to notch a convincing 4-shot win over Corey Connors. His improvement on the greens was key.
Because I've kind of been a streaky putter at times. Just to see those putts go in and just the confidence it gives me and really helped this week.
Which may help Champ once again live up to his name. The Game Room opens with news stories each week on VOAnews.com.
That was a program from the Voice of America.